This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Residents at dozens of addresses at the CU Boulder campus near there must stay home for the next 2 weeks. A local public health order also says they can only leave for essential activities like doctor's visits and curbside pickup. Kate Haley is with the Boulder County Attorney's Office.
The 36 properties that were included include addresses with documented public health order violations, as well as off-campus collegiate group homes, which public health has determined represent a significant source of COVID-19 transmission in Boulder County.
Gatherings of any size for 18 to 22-year-olds are prohibited for the next 2 weeks. CU, the police, and Boulder health officials will enforce the mandates. Police have released the driver who they say drove through a group of protesters in downtown Denver last night. Authorities say the driver hit at least one person who suffered minor injuries. The incident happened after protesters demanded justice for Breonna Taylor, killed by Kentucky police last month. Senator Cory Gardner commented on the president's not committing to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses.
It's something I've talked about in speeches from my very first days when Nancy Pelosi peacefully handed the gavel over to John Boehner. It's a hallmark of our democracy.
Meanwhile, Senator Michael Bennet told Colorado Matters that the president's talk is unhinged. Bennet says the election outcome shouldn't be left to the courts and urged everyone to vote. This is CPR News.